wa tikau mā whetū I ra tahi te iarere. Te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika.
I've got a gentleman on the phone that, of course, we've got Toss Kitchen on here, and I'm going to talk to him, and hopefully lots of people are listening and having to back him up with what his position is. Now, kia ora to you, Toss.
Oh, kia ora to you, and kia ora to all the whānau and listeners out there in the far north. Yeah, lovely to catch up with you.
Yes, I know. I went to, I did go over to the campaign you had over at Te Ahu with the different members.
Oh, and of course,
night it happened, and it was quite a few people that was there really for that evening. And interesting to hear that a whole lot of people are going in as for the mayor, the regional council and the council. And I thought, okay, you're in for the regional council.
Yes.
That's yourself and there's only two of you, eh?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. Yeah, it's there's quite a lot of interest in the elections this year, and as you are alluding to, you know, there's about a dozen going for the mayor and the Te Hiku councillors. I think there's over a dozen there too. But myself, it's just myself and one other going for the Northern Regional Council. Yesterday I had my last day as a councillor for the Northland, Far North District Council. Yeah, so what I've done is I've sort of put my name forward for the sort of next step up for that of regional council, because in my council role, my portfolio has been basically emergency management, you know, with my 50-something years on the fire service. So I'm now on the board of Sport Northland and chairperson of the Northland Civil Defence for the last 10 years, and also on the board of Volunteering Northland because my volunteering background. Mm. Yeah, so I've been asked to stand for the regional council, and so those links that I've built up over the region over those times, you know, sort of puts me, I believe, in good stead to advocate on behalf of our valued ratepayers and our citizens in the far north. So, yeah, I think I've got a strong voice there, and because the regional council, you know, it's sort of been a lot of people, it's sort of Whangarei-based, you know, and we got to realise that everything doesn't finish in Whangarei. You know, if we got a big geographical spread up here, you know, Cape Ringer right down, and a lot of people. So we need to just make sure that those government people know that the bloody north doesn't stop at Whangarei. Yeah. So that's my base. I'm going to be, if successful, I hope I've got a strong voice linking the real far north, I call it, to the region. Yeah. So that's me.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of issues up here too. You know, we've got your issues with climate change, you know, adverse weather. So we've got to be prepared, you know, for all that. So we've got to make sure our waterways are clear. And, you know, there's been a lot of work done in the flood protection and through Kaitaia with the regional council over the last few years. But we've just got to continue on to the next stage of that, you know, because we've got all our farmers and that around. We just we value our land and that, so we got to make sure, you know, we got good schemes in place, so we don't get all, you know, ready for these flooding events and that sort of thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Toss, I value your kōrero because I know, like you say, it doesn't stop at Whangarei. You've got the far north just as much priority with us up here, and I mean they forget that we're right at the top, and you know, this area is a haven with lots of things insofar as the beaches are concerned, and the farmers are quite close to the beaches.
Yep, and our environment. We've got to make sure we look at our environment and whatever, you know.
Yes.
And, you know, I get quite annoyed. A lot of people say, oh, where do you come? Oh, you're Kaitaia. And, they say, the P capital of the North. I said, yes, P stands for potential.
Yes, yes.
We have potential up
potential,
here.
Potential, that's right.
Yep. And, that's P is for potential. Yeah. So, you know, what I really want to do is urge our valued ratepayers and citizens up here to, you know, if you've got your voting papers, do please cast a vote. Because, you know, a lot of people, we don't even get 50% of our people end up voting.
Mm.
And at the moment, there's only about 20% have voted. You've only got another seven days to do it,
you know
what I mean?
And people,
they don't vote, and then they start later on moaning and going, oh, we haven't got this, we haven't got this, done this. Well, you people, we got to all get out there and cast our vote.
That's right. I've done mine. Yesterday I done mine, so I'm all right.
So it's in
the mail, so it's gone. And of course,
did you tick toss?
Oh yes, very much so, toss. I did. I backed you. That's why I rung you, because I thought, okay, I'm going to get this member on here and get him to talk about what he's going to do. Yes, exactly. So help our people. So that's the key word. And, of course, I quite like the idea that you're in that hub, because I'm into the sports scene too. So, and I've got a great interest in how Kaitaia comes up with that. So I'm watching in with thought about what's going to happen in the latter years now. So, good.
We've got to look after our future generations.
That's
grandchildren. I've got six lovely grandchildren. I've got five granddaughters, and I've just got a grandson now. And,
very nice.
They're all our future.
Okay. Lovely. Yeah. Okay, Toss. Lovely to talk to you, and at least I hope the voting would be done extremely well up north here.
Okay. And thank you. Thank you so much for your support, and also the ones that are listening. If you make your mind up, and I'm not asking for vote. You vote. You think it through, and then
that's
who
right.
You think the best person,
to do the job.
Yep. You do the job, eh? Okay, mate.
Good. Thank you.
Okay, dear Noho. Kia ora. Bye.
Kia ora.
Tēnā whakarongo mai koutou ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika. Iwa te kaumā whetū i ra tahi te iarere.